people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
All right, so we're going to talk today what I'm calling about, what I'm talking about, low vibing. And I'm really fortunate to have learned a lot from my ex-wives about myself, because we all have what's called this Johari window, this four-paneled window. And if you don't understand it, I wrote about it in my book, Happy This Year. And it's that we all see aspects of ourselves that no one sees. We see aspects that other people see with us. There are aspects that other people see about us, and there are aspects of ourselves that no one sees, really. And that third window is what other people are really great at helping us with. And I have always struggled with being late. And I find it interesting that I say that, because that sort of proves my point when I get to it. And that is, I have always wrestled with being late to something. This is just true. If I set a goal to be on time to meet someone or something like that, as I am about to leave, for some reason, I won't be able to find my sunglasses, or I won't be able to find my keys. And even if I am leaving early, it's like, futile is what it feels like. It just feels absolutely futile. It feels like there is nothing I can do. And what she said to me, Marty, my ex-wife, said was, will you do this to yourself? And I was like, oh, no, I don't do this to myself. And she said, yes, you do. You get a rush out of rushing. And I was like, wow, that was one of many brilliant things she said. And she's right. There is an adrenaline rush that kicks into the body, which actually the body then seeks to protect itself from the stress. It also kicks off endorphins. So you get a cocktail of feel-good emotions when you're working on something. I think that's why when we're working on a project or something like that with a deadline, why we can feel that feeling. And in some ways, it's a real drag. And in other ways, it's a good thing because it keeps us moving and motivated at those times. However, when it becomes a regular part of our life, then it limits our creativity, it limits our ability to focus, it limits our ability to collaborate. And I've been thinking a lot about this, and mostly I've been really, really, really working on this. And I've spoken to some extent on this before, but the idea is that we all walk around with an energetic vibration at all times. We are vibrating energy. Our cells literally vibrate with our energy. And our thoughts and emotions can trigger ourselves to vibrate at a much higher level. This is why you see people that are just like this. Me used to be so much stressed, on edge, etc. And about 2 months ago, I realized I really honed in on this feeling. I really honed in on, during my journaling, during my meditating, where is this feeling in my body? Where is it in my body? And what are the thoughts that cause those feelings? And you should do this for yourself. I went through this process of asking myself, where is this feeling in my body? And then I thought, okay, well, what can I do to change the feeling? Is it a comfortable feeling? No, it feels buzzy is the way I would describe it. I was explaining it to a friend of mine the other night that it feels like you're a wasp trapped in a jar. Now, Meditation really helps. Exercise helps. I would say it's a 60-40 split. Exercise and meditation in that order. And life presents us with things that ultimately get us going. So I read something. I'm such a nerd. I read something about identifying these feelings, which can lead to the fight or flight mode, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where they are in your body, what it's like, describing it. And then it suggested exercises to try and get you to begin to realize that you have control over that feeling. Let me say that again. This is the first time I have brought this up. You have control over that feeling. I'm going to get sidetracked here. I want to tell you a story that just reinforces this, and that is that the other day, well, we've ordered 50,000 more complaint-free bracelets, and more than half of what it costs to purchase them is in shipping. And I made a mistake on the invoice, and I wrote the wrong phone number down. It was an old phone number. And so FedEx was trying to deliver. And they couldn't because the person who used to work there no longer works there, he wasn't responding. And so they notified me they were going to ship them back. And immediately I got this is an opportunity to try this idea of low vibing to see that if I really do. In other words, I immediately went to this. I have to accept the situation. You can't be resisting what is and stay at a low vibration. And so I decided to literally, no matter what happened, I was just the number one thing in this was not getting the bracelets delivered without having to repay the shipping. It was et cetera, et cetera. The interesting thing was that the bracelets were coming from Hong Kong and they were on holiday for 3 days. So everyone here in the U.S. was telling me to get them to intervene before they were shipped. And I simply couldn't. So I set this commitment that no matter what, I'm going to just be chill about it. And I talked to a number of people and was told several times that, you know what, the bracelets are going back and you're just going to have to pay to ship them back over and everything. And we're talking many thousands of dollars. And I talked to my daughter and she decided to just pick up FedEx and talk to them herself. And when she did, all of a sudden, one person said, I can't help you, but I know somebody who can, et cetera, et cetera. She got redirected. And ultimately they said, yeah, we'll just stop it and we'll bring you the bracelets. And it's not a big deal. And I thought about the term, don't waste a perfectly good worry. I've had that said to me before, and it ultimately worked out. And the great thing was I focused on staying in this vibration. Going back to what I was going to share with you a minute ago, this book or this article I was reading suggested to find a website of a political party that is diametrically opposed to what you believe. I mean, just stridently, diametrically opposed to what you believe. And nowadays, that's not a problem. If you're CNN and NPR, you've got Fox and Breitbart and vice versa. And so I tuned in to this particular website one morning and I started reading. And I felt my vibration going like this, just angry, you know? And I said, okay, this is as good as I can do today. This is as good as I can do today. And then I began to do some mental processing, which is also part of it. You've got to change the story that goes on in your head. Of course, people like this believe this. They're being directed every bit as much to believe certain things as I'm being directed to believe certain things, et cetera, et cetera. And really, really working to cut people slack. It's a process. It's a process. And I want to bring it up because so many people are on anti-anxiety drugs. So many people are on antacid drugs. So many people are on mood stabilizers, etc. And I'm finding that you need to exercise. You need to meditate. You need to hydrate. I've also found that it's hard to keep myself feeling more chill when I'm not hydrated. We need to eat regularly. You can't starve yourself because your body goes into discomfort mode. And yet when you are that way, when you begin to feel that way, when you're more like you're meditate, when you come out of meditation, it's always like, ah. Now, what the hell's going to piss me off and take me out of this state? Where is it? And the idea is to convince yourself that no matter what comes up, you're not going to allow yourself to go out of it. You're going to step away. You're going to step away. You're going to breathe. One of the things that another thing, and I'm going to tie this all together with this low vibing, is that we are such complex neurochemical spiritual beings that we think 45,000 thoughts in a day. We're constantly going back and forth and back and forth. And the mind will find something to focus on. That is the job. The mind. Think of the mind like a spotlight. I'm going to focus here, or I'm going to focus here, or I'm going to focus here, or I'm going to focus here. And if you decide to let the mind go, it's like a spotlight that just swivels around and finds the most stimulating thing, which is often the most irritating thing. Get it? All right? So one of the things you can do is begin to count while you're breathing. I was going to say count your breaths, but that's not the correct way of putting it. But while I'm waiting for the elevator, I don't look at my phone. When I'm on the elevator, I don't look at my phone. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 as I inhale. 1, 2, 3. You get the point. And just continue to do that. It gives the mind something to focus on. And your vibration level is automatically going to be much, much lower if you are breathing deeper. It's that idea of when I'm relaxed, I breathe deeply. When I breathe deeply, I'm relaxed. So if you're watching me live today, today's Tuesday, can you go through the day low vibing? Can you make it your intention that if something upsetting comes up, you're going to consciously bring your vibration down to a more relaxed state through meditation, exercise, getting away, whatever, distraction, and keep it there as long as possible. And since I said keep it there as long as possible, thanks everybody for joining me, and thank you for those of you who have already shared. Thank you to those of you who have already shared. Continue to share. This is how we build this positive community. I've got a meeting today, and I'm putting together this summit, which I have mentioned to you before. It's some of the biggest New Thought leaders in the world, and a lot of them are what I would consider way more, far bigger celebrities than I am. And my ego wants to go, oh, you're going to screw up talking. Dude, just chill. When you're chill, you do better. When you do better, you're chill. All right. This is your opportunity to click share when you click share. And by the way, if you're here for the first time, let us know so that we can celebrate you. I'm working on better time management. You know, one of the things for me, Natasha, I have not done a late jumpstart in several days. And part of it is giving myself just absolute permission to be late. then it takes away the rush. And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, it's several minutes before and everything is working. Good morning, Brittany Lynn. Good to see you. Celebration of Linda Starnes' longtime commitment and love of horses. You know, I celebrate that too, Mary. That is so great. Dave says, I thought that the aim was to vibrate at a high rate. I knew somebody was going to get to that. Yes, in metaphysical terms, I am talking about dichotomies, a bit of a dichotomy here. Because if you read The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment, or if you read A Course in Miracles and stuff like that, if you are vibrating at a very high level spiritually, you're actually feeling very chill. So David is right. I'm using it in a easier for my little brain to remember and understand. And I literally think of the song Low Riding by War when I think of this, and it's low vibing, low vibing. Usually I low vibe, but can't guarantee it stays that way 24/7. Dude, I'm happy if it stays that way 15 minutes, then I bring it back. Low vibes today. Thank you, Will. An awesome message. Just what I needed today. Good day to practice sharing and breathing. Awesome. You got this, Will. Kathy says, by the way, I realized I didn't give us a song the other day. So I'm going to give us a song today for all of us to listen to. The song is, I'm going to give you a song you know. I want you to look it up by this person. I think I'm spelling this right. There might be a T in his name. Richie Valens. Richie Havens. Check out. Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens. You know the song, Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison. Check out this version. It just is captivating. So I'm going to listen to it right now as we're saying goodbye. You go out and try and low vibe today, all right? Whatever it is, don't let it Wayne Dyer said something so great. I could just sit here and quote Wayne Dyer all day. But he said, I'm not going to let this steal my day. This is my day. I'm not going to let this steal my day. All right? Don't let somebody else or whatever happens steal your day. Make a commitment to low vibing. Alexa, play Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens.
Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens on Amazon Music.
Enjoy today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating complain-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complain-free